To what extent is informal economy present in Western Balkan economies? And where does Bosnia and Herzegovina stand compared to other economies?
By definition, the informal economy is hard to measure. It's the part of the country's economic activity that is not accounted and measured by official statistics. There are different estimates that vary widely depending on the methodology that is used for these estimates. Most of them place informal economy share at about 20 to 30% of GDP in all the Western Balkan economies. Specifically for Bosnia and Herzegovina, many estimates range between 25 and 35% of GDP, which is a substantial share of economic activity in the country, but relatively in line with the other countries in the region.
To what extent do informal practices in employment impact development of business?
Businesses and enterprises are very sensitive to informal practices. In order to succeed in a free market economy, businesses are competing against each other. And in order to succeed, they will require a level playing field and fair competition, equal treatment as well. Given the magnitude of informality in the region, which is relatively high, businesses feel the burden of informal practices. I will refer to a World Bank survey on enterprises, which finds that almost half of all the firms, businesses in the region, are competing against informal firms. One out of four businesses in the region, they feel that competition from informal firms and businesses is a major impediment for their business development and does affect their business development.
Does informal economy have an impact on workers' decision to leave Bosnia and Herzegovina and other Western Balkan economies and go to developed economies?
A major group of those who work informally, who work in the informal economy, use this as a survival strategy. So these are individuals who cannot find formal, decent employment and therefore opt for a temporary and occasional informal work, which will enable them to at least earn a certain amount of income. And mostly this is more prevalent in the sectors of construction, agriculture, services, different crafts. And then, of course, there are also those individuals who they actually voluntarily decide to participate in the informal work because they're avoiding paying taxes and pocketing a larger amount of income at the moment now. As I mentioned earlier, the second form of undeclared work is about businesses and entrepreneurs who are avoiding paying all dues and taxes for their employees so that they in this process can maximize their profit. Looking at some of the recent research in Bosnia and Herzegovina, the profile of those who are more involved in informal work are individuals who are young, who are less educated, who come from maybe rural areas and families that are economically in more difficult conditions. So this profile of citizens in Bosnia and Herzegovina have a higher probability of participating in the informal economy. Now, I mean, very often these groups of population also have the higher propensity to migrate and look for better economic opportunities abroad. So I would say very much the lack of a decent job opportunities and living conditions in the country creates this important propensity to migrate and seek better economic opportunities abroad.
Can penalties impact combating informal economy?
The main aim of any policy measure implemented by the governments should be to try and transform, and I want to emphasize the word transform, undeclared work into declared work. So we are not aiming to punish undeclared work with the aim of exterminating or destroying it. These are important jobs that need to be transferred into the formal domain, into the formal economy. And the main instrument that some of the key institutions that tackle informal work in our countries relates to inspections. So labor inspectorates, social security inspections, tax inspections. So what these institutions do to detect undeclared work is to conduct visits at the work site, at the businesses, identify those who are informally working, and then impose subsequent sanctions on them or their employer for non-compliance with the laws, with the rules. While improving controls, so having more frequent inspections, increasing the penalties, this will very much discourage people from being involved in the informal economy. So it will facilitate the transfer from informality to informality. There is a lot of research done that this can only go to a certain level. So this kind of approach, a penalty-based approach, will not significantly reduce informal employment, or let alone eliminate it completely. Most researchers agree that transition into the formal market is not or should not come only from increasing penalties, but rather combining penalties with policies that do encourage or show the benefits of being formal to those who are working informally.
How do governments from the region fight informal economy? Which one is most successful in this? Do Bosnia and Herzegovina authorities have a way to fight informal employment?
As I said, there is a range of different tools that the governments can employ to tackle informal work or try to transform, as I said, informal work into formal work. There are the direct tools that we mentioned that ensure that the decision of individuals will be to engage in formal work. And this can come in the shape of deterrence measures, as I said, in terms of penalties, to increase the cost of non-compliance, or in lay term words, this is the stick approach. So you use the stick to force workers become formal. Or you can use the so-called carrot. So you make sure that conducting work and business formally is more beneficial for you as an individual or as a company. So trying to increase the benefits of operating in the formal economy. There are also indirect tools that focus on dealing with the institutional failings and to repair the social contract between the individual and the state, because a major reason for informality is also the fact that trust is limited between the citizens and the government. So citizens who pay taxes have a relatively low trust that these taxes are feeding back into the economy and into the public goods that that they can benefit from. And if I make a reference to the European countries, especially the Nordic countries, while the tax burden, the tax levels are very high, are the highest in Europe. However, compliance is also very high. So the level of informality is very low because individuals have this this relationship where there is strong trust between individuals and the government. So individuals are willing to contribute with their taxes, so paying high taxes, because they know that there is a redistributive process that will make sure that those taxes will contribute to public goods from which they all will benefit. I would try to now maybe explain a bit also the work that we've done at the Regional Cooperation Council. We've recently conducted 6 diagnostic reports on informal employment in the 6 Western Balkan economies, where we find that most of these economies focus on this narrow deterrence approach. So their focus is on deterring participation of individuals in undeclared work by increasing either the amount of penalties or the likelihood that they are that the inspections will identify them, will detect them. Less emphasis is placed on, as I said, trying to improve the benefits of being formal, but also some preventative tools such as awareness raising or dealing, as I said, with the imperfections of the formal institutions and trying to build this high trust, high commitment culture between individuals and the states. Now, working for an organization that promotes regional cooperation, we are very much also into the business of trying to identify some of the good practices in the region and then enabling the exchange of these good experiences among the different institutions in the region so that they can learn from the good practices and try to be inspired and replicate these good practices in their own national domains. I will maybe mention just a couple of examples recently that economies in the region have successfully embarked upon to try and tackle undeclared work. One is the case of Serbia, which has recently adopted a strategic framework for reducing the shadow economy, has a central coordination body that ensures a cohesive and coordinated both infrastructure but also approach to undeclared work, which has also translated in a very detailed annual action plan to tackle informality. And I think a key aspect to successfully tackle undeclared work is strong cooperation among the different institutions that I also mentioned a bit earlier, such as labor inspection, tax authorities, social insurance, but also higher level of governments at the strategic level. Another good example is in North Macedonia, where last year the first strategy for formalizing informal economy was adopted. And what was very welcome in that strategy was the shifted focus from actions to reduce undeclared work through punishments and detections to emphasizing those measures that enable compliance with the rules and the laws. In this regard, the institutions in Bosnia and Herzegovina are also doing their share of work, both, as I said, mostly focusing on a deterrence approach, so using inspections, penalties, and detection to try and discourage people from working informally. In recent years, there have also been some positive examples of awareness-raising campaigns. So trying to make sure that individual workers are aware both of the downsides of working informally, but also the benefits of transferring their work, their jobs, into the formal economy.
For example, how much does Bosnia and Herzegovina lose because of undeclared work?
You know, quantifying how much revenue is lost is hard. It's not an easy task to quantify because by definition, undeclared work is difficult to capture and also to analyze. What is sure in terms of losses for the country is first at the individual level. So workers who work informally have fewer rights. They have worse working conditions. They have no protection at work. So, you know, if an accident happens, then they're not covered, they're not protected. So then very often they have lower salaries, lower income. Very often they're mistreated or could be potentially mistreated by their employers, and there is no protection for that. So at the individual level, this is the loss for being employed or working informally. At the company level, as I mentioned earlier, there is, again, a major concern because unfair competition does not enable a level playing field where companies can compete in a free market and grow accordingly. So unfair competition by informal firms does affect business environment in the country. Now, if we try to then maybe move it at the macroeconomic and fiscal aspects of informality. Of course, if informality is high in a country, then there is threat to macroeconomic stability because there is a threat to government revenues. Government revenues are lower if there is a lot of tax avoidance. I just made a very quick calculation off the top of my head, but just to give you a sort of an idea of the magnitude of the issue, of the problem, if we say that informal work in Bosnia and Herzegovina is somewhere between 25% and 35%, as the different estimates range, and given the labor force in Bosnia and Herzegovina, which is about around a million people, one would estimate that between maybe 2 to 250,000 workers do work informally. And if I make a rough calculation based on the, let's say, minimum salary in Bosnia and Herzegovina, which is 200 something euros, the 10% personal income tax, a rough estimate would be in the range of 50 to 60 million euros of personal income tax that is lost because of workers operating in the informal economy. If we look at social and health insurance contributions, because these contributions are higher, then of course proportionately also the loss in revenue would be higher because of these other taxes. But I mean, again, these are just rough estimates, and of course a detailed and expert analysis would be required to analyze and assess this, but the magnitude is there, so the concern is there. Informal economy and informal employment do affect government revenues substantially.